This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Yes, great to be with you again.
And this is another in our series of programs earlier this year. We got together with the Archdiocese and kind of talked about, gee, how can Catholic Radio work with what you're doing? How can we do something that'll be helpful to you? And they said, well, if you could do something on lay formation and lay ministry, and that would be great. So we've put together a series of programs here in our Faith in Action series that deal with lay formation of one sort or another. And it's amazing. It's amazing how many different programs there are that are active, and yet a lot of us have never heard about them. So we're going to fix that.
Right. So today we're going to be talking about lay ministry. This is part three in the series on lay ministry. And we have two wonderful guests with us today. We have Deacon Mike Braun, not the Senator Mike Braun, right?
That's right.
Deacon Mike Braun. He is the director of the Secretariat of Pastoral Ministries. And we also have Oscar Castellanos, who is the director of Intercultural Ministry. So welcome to Faith in Action, men.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Holy men of God who are really firing up the troops, right? So to speak, right? So first of all, let's start out by explaining what lay ministry is. What is lay ministry? I mean, are we all lay ministers by virtue of baptism, or is there a specific distinction of a lay minister? Oscar, why don't we start with you? You look
sure.
Like you got an answer.
Let's see. I think we can start by saying what it's not.
Okay.
In my definition, I don't think it's a title.
All right.
And it's not a position.
All right.
And you're right. I think we're all called. So there is an invitation for this kind of work or service, if you want to put it that way. But when we speak about lay ecclesial ministry, I think it requires a further discernment. Yes, indeed, every baptized Catholic Christian is invited to participate in the mission of Jesus Christ. But if we speak about this term, I think it has to be some discernment that is personal and communal at the same time.
Good. That's a really interesting aspect and nuance that you bring out to the aspect of ecclesial lay ministry. Deacon Mike, what are your thoughts?
Yes, I think lay ministry, we are all called through our baptism to ministry of the church. And there's a ministerial priesthood and a universal priesthood. We are called as laity, the people that are laity are called to the universal priesthood, whereas ministerial priesthood are those who are ordained to the priesthood, bishops, priests, and they have a special sacramental call through their ordination. For lay ministry, we are all called to serve as priest, prophet, and king through our baptism, and called to wherever God may be leading us to serve the church, to serve the mission of the church that God has for each person.
Now, I think, 30, 40 years ago, before the Ecumenical Council, people rarely ever heard of lay ministry. Is that something that's new after the Second Vatican Council?
Yeah, the document Lumen Gentium, Light of the World, really spoke of the universal call to holiness that all the laity has through baptism. And then the bishops, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, wrote a document, a resource, Co-Workers in the Vineyard of the Lord, which speaks more to the development of the lay ecclesial ministry and aspects of it, elements of it, a whole process for developing lay ministers is all captured in that document.
But it's always been part of the faith. It's not something new that was just created by Vatican Council II?
No, it's always been part of the faith, yes.
And I think what you're alluding to, Jim, and I brought this up in maybe one of the other series, maybe part one, about as there are fewer priests and religious, the laity has taken on a greater role in passing on the faith in a lay ecclesial minister type role. Is that a fair statement? You know what I'm saying? Because like in the 50s, it seemed like we had like more vocations. I mean, where are we at with vocations in that regard? You know what I'm saying? It seems like we need more lay ministers. So there are just more people that we need to be ministering to? Or is it both and we have maybe more people and more need, right?
I think it's a reality that we don't have enough priests. I'm not only speaking of our archdiocese, but I think in general across the country. At the same time, we experience this invitation for laity, in other words, those who are not ordained, to go in full-time ministry. And so it's a combination of both. But I want to go back to Deacon Mike's point that it has always been the case. It just happens that when you have less ordained ministers doing certain kind of programs or activities in the church, you definitely see the laity trying to be more involved. I mean, one of the beautiful things about the council is that it reminds us that the laity, you know, are in a mission within the secular world. So when we speak about lay ecclesial ministry, yes, we talk about specific roles and specific ministries within the call, but it's a higher call not to lose sight of we are in the world. And so it's not about the 5 hours that we spend on the church or the 10 hours that we do in a certain program. Mm-hmm. It's in reality a way of being. But again, with this term, I would say that those who engage in lay ecclesial ministry have a higher engagement in the mission of the church.
Okay. If you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Deacon Mike Braun. He is the director of the Secretariat of Pastoral Ministries for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And we're also talking with Oster Castellanos, who is the director of Intercultural Ministry for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. What I would like each of you to talk about is what your role is and how people can connect with you in terms of what you do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm director for the Secretariat of Pastoral Ministries, which includes lay ministry formation, as well as several offices, the Office of Youth Ministry, the Office of Young Adult and College Campus Ministry, Marriage and Family Life, and Human Life and Dignity, the pro-life advocacy. And then also the Intercultural Ministries Office that Oscar leads. And so primarily contacting or getting information from me can come through our offices. Any of our offices can be contacted at the Archdiocese, and also through our website. We have a lot of information out on our website for each of those offices that speaks to our ministries that we're working on there, and there's a lay ministry website that people can go to and learn about what formation programs are available there.
And I want to ask you, I want to hone in on the lay ministry aspect. What do you do in that role with the lay ministry? How do you help form people?
Yeah, we have several...
Where can people plug in terms of like they're listening and thinking about how to get connected?
Yeah, we have a basic catechetical program that we... We have a couple of online catechetical programs that people can use, lay people can mm-hmm. use to learn more about the faith and prepare themselves for lay ecclesial ministry. One of them is a basic catechetical program through Catholic Distance University.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an agreement with Catholic Distance University so we can get lay people that would be interested in taking courses can get a reduced rate for a particular class, so they can go online and sign up for those. And then we have a certificate program through the Notre Dame online program, Notre Dame STEP program it's called, and they provide a number of courses in different disciplines. We have 12 courses that we've identified that if people would go in and complete those 12 courses, they would be then receive a certificate from the Archdiocese saying that they've been certified in lay ecclesial ministry. And that would help them in as credentials going into a parish to serve there in RCIA or Director of Religious Ed, whatever the case may be. It just can be a complement to whatever previous training they may have.
Okay, that's excellent. That's an excellent explanation of that. Oscar, talk a little bit about your role in your office and what you do in terms of forming lay ministers.
Sure. I get the pleasure to work in the area of intercultural ministry. And maybe 50 years ago, diocese didn't have a lot of lay people. So I'm a witness of what we're speaking of, you know. It's an opportunity for me as a layperson to oversee the Asian community, the Hispanic community, the Black Catholic community that is composed of Africans and African Americans. And then we also have this group that is not based in culture but on language. It's called the French-speaking apostolate. So people from France, Europe, and some countries in Africa get together and form this group. And we also oversee a pastoral institute, speaking of lay formation. And right now, the programs
for,
that we have...
For multicultural studies? Go on, go on.
So the pastoral institute was founded to serve these communities that
okay.
I'm talking about.
Okay, gotcha.
But at this point, we only have programs in Spanish.
Okay.
But the institute decided to foster and support events for the other groups. But in terms of programs and certification, it's only with the Hispanic community.
How large of groups are you talking about for some of these ethnic groups? Or how large are they?
You know, I can tell you that all of them are growing. It's the reality, particularly the Hispanic community and the Burmese community. Those are the groups that are growing in numbers. I don't have the actual mm-hmm. data mm-hmm. with me. But I can tell you that it's growing every year.
And we're talking about hundreds of people.
Sure,
in each
yeah,
group.
Yeah. We're not talking about 20 more. And, it is a reality.
Sure.
So if you could talk briefly about the mission of each of your offices as it relates to lay ministry. And I think what we'll do is we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with that question. So that's a tease. You got to stay tuned.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor, tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Ever since we've been on the air at Catholic Radio, we've always wanted to have billboards, but they just don't fit in our budget. And since you'll probably never see a real billboard for us, I'm going to ask you to do something, to imagine one. In your mind, picture a large, empty billboard. Yeah, that's it. Now pick a background color, any color at all. Okay, then across the top of your billboard, put just two words, Catholic Radio. Make them really big. Then below that, in even bigger letters, put 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Wow, that's a great billboard. Now, if this billboard were real, all of your friends and neighbors could see it, and they'd know all about Catholic Radio. But since it's only an imaginary billboard, we're going to have to depend on you to tell your friends about Catholic Radio. Remember, Catholic Radio 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Oh, and by the way, nice choice on that background color. It really looks good.
Helps me feel closer to God each day and helps me stay grounded in my faith and just keeps me going.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. In the studio with me is Jim Ganley, and we are talking about lay ministry, lay ministers, and formation of lay ministers. And we have two experts that are in this field. We have Deacon Mike Braun. He is the director of the Secretariat of Pastoral Ministries, which oversees lay ministry as one of the components. And we have Oscar Castellanos, director of Multicultural Ministry. So we're talking about lay ministry. What exactly is the mission of each of your offices? Oscar, let's start with you.
Sure. There are two parts. One is integration. When we speak about the Asian community, for example, the majority of these groups are immigrants. One of the goals that we hope to achieve is that through our office, they could actually come and integrate themselves into the larger community. And it's both ways, you know, because it's not only asking them to be part of this culture, but it's an ecclesiological point of view as well. Traditions, faith, and so it's a larger a spectrum to consider, not just being able to communicate or understand how we do things. And the other one is advocacy. I mean, we have to be honest in saying that the church recognizes that the gospel is transmitted through culture.
Yep.
And so we're not asking people to come to this country, or we're not asking them to forget about their roots and the way they interpret life and God. And so there is a sense of advocacy in trying to work with other cultures and help this pull that we call integration and not assimilation.
Now, how much of a problem, your ministry is very, very broad, how much of a problem is language? Do you have to find instructors that speak a particular language to carry out your ministry, or how does that work?
Yes, it is, and it has to start with the priests, you know, because that's the gate.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the cultures that we work with here in Indianapolis have a high respect and authority for the ordained. And so that's one area that we've been focusing. Again, that's the gate. And then comes the catechism, the formational piece. So yes, indeed, sometimes we have to go outside of the local area to find instructors and even guest speakers for the communities. So it is a challenge. Mm-hmm.
So, Deacon Mike, tell us a little bit about the mission of your office.
Sure. Just beyond the programs that we offer online for direct training or formation of lay ministers, primarily our role is to listen to what the needs are in our parishes, to the pastoral leaders in our parishes, and what is needed to form the lay ministers that are in the field in each one of our areas. For example, we have marriage and family life, where we have to train couples to be sponsored couples, for example. And so what is needed there? And we have youth ministry, where we have lay youth ministers that we are striving to form. And so we're always working with pastors and other pastoral leaders in the archdiocese to get feedback, to help us develop the lay ministry formation programs that we need for each one of those different areas of ministry.
So both of you are forming the formers,
yeah.
Right?
In a way, yes.
You're
yes.
Forming those who are forming others in the parish setting, correct? In the various ministries that they work in. Oscar, you mentioned discernment, and I want to come back
sure.
to that as it relates to who is a lay minister? Who should seek
right.
out being a lay minister, a leadership role? How do you discern that? So talk about how discernment fits into that, because I'm sure we have a wide listening audience. Maybe someone in our audience is thinking about, maybe I'm already doing this to a certain extent. How do I know that God's calling me to this role right. and to serve the church?
That's a great question. It has to do with mentorship. There has to be someone that can accompany you and walk you through. The other one, to me, the primary one is prayer. It's really asking and listening if this is your call. If I feel that I'm being called to be a doctor, but I'm not comfortable in seeing blood, I mean, there's true evidence that I don't have the skills to perform such a vocation. And so in the same way, the accompaniment, especially with a mentor and prayer, leads to confirmation. So nowadays, I believe that a lot of people are confused because of the lack of discernment in terms of, am I being called this full-time? I mean, I have a family. I do have this preference. But again, it's in discernment of gifts
yeah.
that you're able to confirm what kind of role or responsibility you are called to.
Yeah, one of our other guests, I believe it was Scott Williams, was in here on one of the other series, and he brought up gifts and talents. And Deacon Mike, maybe you can talk a little bit about that in terms of discernment. You kind of have to look at what God's given you in terms of gifts. What are some of the gifts that you have seen in the observation of forming lay ministers that people have or they need to carry out this kind of a role as a lay minister? Do you understand my question?
Yeah, I think so. I think that people bring many different gifts to the service of the church and the community. I mean, people have passion for teaching, you know, and so they can learn to a specific subject around the church, around theology or whatever it may be, to then be involved in RCIA. Others have a real call to work with youth and have a real gift in working with young people. And so I'm sure that's what Scott was referring to, that they have this call and this enthusiasm that they can work and minister with young people. And there's others that work in college campus and other areas like that that bring, you know, a knowledge of young adulthood and what's going on in that generation and how. So there's just different gifts that people can bring to the ministry. And I think listening to where God may be calling, God called you to be a radio, a Catholic radio, you and Bridget. And so, you know, it's really listening to where God may be calling us. And then I think, like Oscar mentioned, mentorship, spiritual direction can help in the discernment process in leading people to where God may be calling them to serve.
Now, Deacon Mike, you are a deacon, and most people are gradually becoming aware of deacons. I mean, it's still relatively new to a lot of people. And when they think of deacons, they think of maybe somebody that assists at Mass at their parish, but yet works full-time elsewhere, and, you know, does that. With all the things you're doing, you can't possibly work elsewhere. Is yours a full-time ministry for you?
I'm a full-time ministry or employment with the Archdiocese at this time and assigned to St. Simon the Apostle Catholic Church.
Oh, okay.
On the weekends. Yeah, so that keeps me busy. Really, the diaconate works alongside, accompanies the laity in the ministry and the work that we do. Often much of what we do is something that a layperson can do, going to the hospital and distributing Holy Communion, mm-hmm. visiting the sick, visiting those in prison. Lay people can do that, but we as deacons have a sacramental call there through our ordination, and that's really the distinctive difference between the laity and the diaconate.
So I want to ask each of you how you discerned your call, because you are both full-time lay ministers. How did you discern your call? I'll start with you, Oscar. I keep starting with you because you're just right there next to me.
Beauty before age, right, Deacon? I started very young, at the age of 17. I joined religious life.
Oh, okay.
So I was in seminary training for 10 years. Then I left in 2009 and tried different jobs, but I said, you know, this is what I love. Honestly, I don't see myself doing anything else. So I even decided to go back and pursue another degree on my own just to make sure that I have enough credentials to start working. Then I asked one of the parishes that I was close by back in Portland, Oregon, and I said, I want to start working for the church. I mean, they didn't know me, and the only position that they had available was as administrative assistant, the secretary, receptionist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'll take it.
That counts, right? It's working for the church,
right? No, believe it or not, it has been one of the most enriching experiences because I really learned what happens in the parish at that level.
That's true.
And not knowing that I was, you know, almost a priest because I was there for 10 years, that I had all these degrees, but it was just a powerful experience that led me to understand, you know, what really happens. And this was a very poor parish. And again, that's how I confirm this is what I love, and this is what I'm called.
You know, I had the same experience. I want to work for the church. I said that. I want to work for the church. All right, Deacon Mike, what about for you?
Yeah, thank you, Bridget. Just to clarify, first of all, deacons are clergy. Once we're ordained, we are part of the clergy.
Okay, automatically, right? There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, along with the priest.
So prior to when you were a deacon, did you serve as a
lay minister?
Lay minister?
Yes. Yeah, I was involved in, back even in grade school, Sisters of St. Francis taught us at Little Flower and really awakened in me a sense of vocation, a calling that we all had. And so I was always looking to that throughout my life. And in early 2000, my wife and I were the co-coordinators at St. Simon for the Disciples in Mission. an evangelization initiative from the bishops of the United States. And we held several meetings, and over, we kept hearing from the people that they did not feel comfortable sharing their faith, that they didn't know enough. And it just really seemed to me to be a message to get more involved in evangelization, more involved in catechesis. And it led me to St. Meinrad to get a graduate degree in theology, and then actually to go into formation after that for the diaconate. And that's where my call came from.
Before we go, we only have about 2 minutes left, but I want you to mention the document that you have there, Deacon Mike, and then also give the web page again. So talk about that document from the USCCB.
Yeah, the document from the USCCB is called Co-Workers in the Vineyard of the Lord. It's a resource for guiding the development of lay ecclesial ministry. It's a great resource, easy to read, and it provides a lot of background on lay ecclesial ministry and the formation of lay ecclesial ministers. So it guides us in our work here in lay ministry.
And there are actually three different opportunities that I heard here for additional training. So if someone listening here wanted to get additional training or certification to be a lay minister or be a better lay minister in a parish, you can go to the pastoral, what's it called again,
pastoral
Oscar?
Institute.
The Pastoral Institute for multicultural. So if you're a Spanish speaking.
Yes.
And then Deacon Mike, what are the two programs you mentioned?
Yeah, the CDU, the Catholic Distance University, or Notre Dame STEP program. Both of those can be found on the archindy.org website under offices, under lay ministry. And there's plenty of information there for anyone to explore there. Or contact our office, the Office of Pastoral Ministries, and we can answer any questions.
So my guest today for Faith in Action, talking about lay ministry, the part three in a series, have been Deacon Mike Braun and Oscar Castellanos. Thanks so much for being my guest and for your service to the church.
You're welcome. Thank Gracias. You for having us.
God bless.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.